Welcome to the first episode of the Chinese Checkout Podcast hosted by Yuan Xian, and today we have guests here, Liam and Nathan.
Hey, yo, what's up?
So why are we doing that? What was the issue with the first intro?
Could I do the intro? I can do a pretty good intro.
Go ahead, do the intro. Now I want to hear. Yeah, go.
Hey guys, this is the first episode of our podcast.
Boo.
That's funny.
All right, whatever. Let's talk about, I don't know, school hustling like you were talking about, Nathan.
Okay, all right. Around my
everybody, school. JR Beats sells loom.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, guys, I'm going to play some JR Beats, some light JR Beats in the background.
No, you guys got to stay on track.
My entire family's in my room. Excuse me one second.
Oh my God.
Okay. All right. Do you want me to go on with the extortion story? It's great. In, like, two years ago, so that was in, what was that? That was in seventh and sixth grade. I started a, like, money laundering scheme, except I don't know what the word for it is. So basically, a pyramid scheme. That's what it's called. It worked like this. So, I'd bring like 50 different snacks to school. Like, I'd bring an absolutely shit ton of snacks, and I'd lay them all out on my desk during like fourth hour or whatever. No, it would have been second hour. Yeah. And then, people would ask me like, can I have some food? Cause I had so much, and I just said no. And then they'd ask me like so much that on like the seventh or eighth time they'd ask, I'd say yeah. And I'd give them a little bit. And then I'd continuously give them a little bit. And eventually when they started taking too much, I'd say, no, you can't have any more, and hide it away. And then like the next day I'd give them a little bit more. So it was basically like getting them hooked on it. Like
you're like treating them like rats in a lab.
Yeah. And then eventually, like once they were trained to want it, like when I started making them pay for it. And I don't know how they didn't realize that I was literally just like milking money out of them with like snacks that cost like less than 10 cents, like a fucking Nutri-Grain bar, 10 cents. I'm making them pay like a dollar for it. I don't know what they were thinking. They were just like, I'm hungry. It's second hour.
So you might have just had really stupid people at your school.
I don't know, man. Yeah. They'd buy it. And then, okay, it goes on. At lunch, I'd have a similar strategy going where the kids who were hooked to my like second hour snacks, I'd buy stuff like that they sold in at the lunch stands, right, and like a la carte, and I'd sell it like to the people who were hooked on purpose, knowing that they would like trust me and buy them from me. And I said, okay, you can have it because there's so much time left in the lunch line, and like it's like the almost the end of lunch, so they'd buy it at the end of lunch, not realizing that they're paying almost like double for the product, and they could just wait like a minute in line for it because the lines look really intimidating from far away. So you know, it was just like statistical analysis. Okay, we got to pick the guy who's hooked on the snacks already. I know he's already hungry because he didn't get anything today in second hour and is sitting far away from the lunch line. So it would take him the longest amount of time, and it would look like the line is way bigger than it actually is. And they'd pay me, yeah, over the course of like one semester, I made like $50. It was great.
My God.
It does not rival in comparison, though, to what my grandfather did and why he went to military school. He did a similar thing, except it was extortion. And I don't know how he set it up, but he got like $500. And this is, of course, like,
what?
50-ish years ago. I don't know. He never told me. It was just like, yeah, I went to military school because I wasn't a great kid. And I extorted like $500 back in, 92. Like, it was like 50 years ago. No, it was almost, it would have been like 60 years now, I think. No, I don't know. It was a long time ago. And he extorted like $500 out of it then, which nowadays money is like almost $2,000 or something. Yeah. It was Kudos to him. I mean, incredible work kudos right to you there. As well.
I feel like soon enough you will team up with a biochemistry teacher and then try and sell hardcore drugs to the following peers. That actually from the middle school days, you know, it's
Gordon, do you want to tell us about your wacky school system and what goes on in the
I was there too at one point, but yeah, go ahead.
Both of you could tell some shit.
All of the girls, they're all in like two separate groups. You either got the uber white Starbucks chicks or you got the ones that read just great creepy pastas forever. They basically say they're not like other girls, but they're 80%
of them.
Could I interrupt here for a second?
Oh yeah.
Remember one year, there was a girl with a Sans notebook, and it was huge. And then she kept on singing Michael Lavania in the hallway. And I remember one time she yelled it so loud in the hallway. Don't say her name, but you know who I'm talking about, Liam.
Oh yeah, I know.
If you say her name, I'll just bleep it out.
Yeah, yeah. She
yeah, she was a fucking cunt burger.
She was running around the hallway.
Everybody.
Yeah. She's running around the hallway. I remember she yelled so loud. Some teacher came up to her and said, "Stop singing that song." You know, like
one of the girls to like run backwards the Naruto style? Like, was she one of those people?
Yes, no, she did do that.
All I heard from her was Megalovania, and then she was actually in my elementary school, and she was super into Marvel at that time. And she wanted to be like this one bitch named Siren or whatever, and she apparently screamed so loud it made people fucking deaf.
Oh my god!
And like she tried screaming, and I was right in front of her, and she was like right behind me. We were entering the building, and she just lets out this. She just keeps talking. I'm just like, mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, like, you know when you're not, like, paying attention.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, I was doing that kind of shit, and then she just lets out, like a Tyler 1 scream, just like, ah! And I swear to God, yeah, like that, I swear to God, I almost passed out. I was so fucking scared for a second. I thought somebody stabbed her. And then I looked back and I said, "What the fuck are you doing?" And she's like, "I'm like Siren. I'm like the popular Marvel Avenger."
You're talking about the girl who screams super loud and it like breaks glass and internal organs and shit. I know who she was trying to imitate. Oh my god.
Yeah, she was so fucking loud. And
I know her screams really loud. She has a fat ass.
Okay. I have a story after this.
Man, I just hate it when their heart beats again.
Okay. There was this kid at my elementary school. His name was, we'll just call him David because I don't actually remember his name. He moved away in like fourth grade. He was obsessed with like Sonic, parkour. And like anime, it was the worst.
What is up? What is wrong?
I mean, like, did you forget to throw in like Bionicles or some shit like that?
No, he used to like put on. He looked a little like Eminem. Actually, it was scary. Like young Eminem.
Australian me, 6'14". Is that him?
He used to do the Naruto run thing and do like parkour on the elementary like. Play structure. It was, and then he moved away, and I don't know where he went, but I'm sure wherever he is, I hope he's still doing what he did then to this day. In my heart.
What did he do?
Yes. Godspeed to that. What do we call him? We call him David.
Yeah.
Godspeed to David. May you live
That's
on.
Not even his actual name.
I don't even remember what his name. I think it started with a D. I don't remember his name was. Though.
I knew somebody kind of like that, but it was years and years back. This might be like the only memory I have from my preschool. And it was called like fucking Hugs and Hearts and shit like that. But my teacher looked like fucking Woman Hitler. And she acted like.
She's got the mustache going and everything.
Yeah, but like aged Woman Hitler. Like if Hitler lived.
Oh, like if he was like. If he was like 15 years older. Gotcha.
Yeah, and like she was there, and this kid had like a massive ego, like always egged on, and like always like cheered on and shit like that. And I remember we had this giant blue truck that was always parked in front of our preschool, and this kid said, "I'm gonna hop over the fence and fucking touch the truck." And I was like, and like my little 9 year old, my little, like, not even 9 years old, like my little 3 year old brain was like, "Oh my god, the teacher's gonna fucking eat him. He's gonna fucking just explode." And I was like, "You better don't do it. You better not do that. I'm gonna get the teacher." And he's like, "I'm gonna do it," and he fucking did it. And I was like, "Oh god, you're fucked." And the fucking neo-Nazi teacher was like outside, and she was on her smoke break, and she came in
the elementary school smoke break,
and she walked up to him, and she picked him. She literally picked the kid up and put him outside. And said, "You better not touch that blue truck, because if you do, I will fucking kill you."
My grandma used to have a teacher who, whenever she got mad, she just threw a stapler into the... So first she turned the lights off.
What?
If they didn't stop talking, she'd just chuck things in the room. One time she chucked like a stapler at a kid. It missed. Thank God.
Speaking of stapler, I have a story relating to staplers.
Oh, God.
So this shit-eating kid in second grade named kept on stealing my fucking pencil. Yeah, well, no. Fuck you. No, don't censor the name. There's this kid named at my old school. My old school. This is when I was in second grade. And so, basically, what he did every day was he kept on, like, shit-talking me, I remember. And one day he fucking stole my pencil and was an asshole. And he smirked at me. Fucking shit-eating kid. So he looked like a basketball, like his head. You know what Tuco looks like from Breaking Bad? Imagine like a slightly whiter and like second grade version of that, but he has a basketball head, perfectly circular. This is what the shitty. He always wore like a yellow like collar shirt too. One day, teacher says that he's the dude that's going to be in charge of the stapler while she's gone, right?
Oh, no.
Watching over the supplies, yeah. This motherfucker staples his two fingers together, like index and like
wait, index like, and ring. Like through the skin?
No, through the skin, index and middle. They're stapled together.
How do you do that?
And stuck, and there's like blood everywhere. And then principal has to come in and say, "Dylan, it's okay, sweetie. We will fix this for you."
Wait, we will fix this for him on the way out.
I was laughing. I hated him so much. I was laughing at the kid on the way out while the principal was taking him. And my teacher yelled at me.
The fucking nurse walks in with bolt cutters.
You know, he had to go down to the office, the principal's office, and the principal, they couldn't, like, use a tool or anything. Literally had to take it out with her fingers, this, like, staple.
Why not just take him to the fucking hospital at that point?
Just because it was, like...
At least give the kid a little bit of anesthetic.
Well, no, he was, like, in second grade, and our school budget was, like, $2 anyway, because of where I lived, so... Still, like, dude. I hated that kid. Excuse me while I turn off the TV. I'm back, y'all! Coney 2012! Anyway, so I hated this kid, right?
I thought that was Nathan for a second.
And when he stapled his two fingers together, I remember... What was it? Oh yeah, I called him an idiot too while he was doing that, because I hated him so much. That kid sucked. Like, I don't. I had a deep emotional hate for him.
Jesus. Remember how I told you that there's like dope deals going around my school and shit like that? It moved. I don't know how, but it moved to like small amounts of crack.
It's increased.
It's increased.
Like, what's next? After, so it goes like weed, crack.
And heroin.
That's the next step. And then after that, maybe I don't know what's the next. School's like
just a lab for that.
Strong illicit.
Yeah. Like my science teachers don't know a single fucking thing about like whatever the fuck they use to make drugs, but it's definitely not from them because they don't fucking know a thing, single fuck. I think my social study teacher knows more about science than the fucking science teacher.
That's the school system for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're all like 50 years old, and all they ever do is complain about their wife in class.
Oh, you got those sort of teachers.
Yeah, they're like, there's this, I actually kind of like my science teacher, because he puts like half relevant memes in his like fucking slideshows, but they're not any by any means. They're not by any means good. They're just like meh.
But and he's trying.
He's trying. He's trying, and they're but they all revolve around chicken nuggets. And he and
oh
he,
okay okay. So he's got the theme down. Okay, I'm liking this teacher. This sounds good. Yeah,
but he said blatantly in his own class, "I rather dislike chicken nuggets, but if it makes you guys laugh, then I'm down to jam." And he actually like 56.
I love him, man.
He's wholesome. He's trying. He's so wholesome, and he's just. I'm gonna call him Mr. Tarmpson.
What the fuck? Okay,
Tarmpson, and he just gets abused in class every day. I was about to tell the story of Torge. I'm gonna call him, who brought a fleshlight to class once. Like
why? What is the point?
I don't know why. He just brought a fleshlight to class and he's like, "I got a fleshlight. Everybody praise me." And like nobody gave a fuck. Everybody was just like sitting there like
they're not like, that hard to attain.
Yeah, and my science teacher just dead ass looked up and just said, "Is that what you guys find funny?" And nobody laughed and he was like, "George, I think you better go down to the office. I might have to bring you down there by force."
Why do you sound like the pedophile from Family Guy?
Oh, no. The pedophile sounds like this. Okay. I can't do the pedophile.
Yeah, he sounds like that.
Yeah.
Let me. Hey, I'm gonna try to get the voice down. I'm just going to mute myself for a second.
Yeah, but, like, he was just, like... He's just so wholesome, but he can sometimes be a little bit like too rambunctious, as he would say, and he gets on like these random tangents about how like we'll be talking about like like effects now, and he'd be like, "That sounds like my wife," and he's talking about wind blowing, and he just points to the map of like wind going west and then one going east, and he starts like, "That's my wife right there, funny, right."
Okay. I think I have the voice now. I don't know how this sounds through the microphone, and we can cut this out if it sounds absolutely fucking terrible. But I think I got it down.
Hi there.
Okay, let's talk about like job careers, I guess, because that's
careers.
Careers.
You know what? I don't consider being a Facebook model a career.
I don't either. I don't think that's a real job.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but, like, I hear people, like, I sometimes, like, go to Kroger just to fucking go to Kroger. I want, like, a box of Whoppers or some shit. and like, I hear these, like, they're, like, maybe 18 years old, and, like, they don't have, like, $9 to buy a bottle of whiskey or some shit. And they try to convince this cashier, and it's always the same cashier, and his name is, like, fucking Carbon or some shit. That's really close to his name. And he has super duper bad Down syndrome. And like he's one of the bagger boys, and they keep saying, "I don't have enough money for this," and then they pull out like the brand new iPhone, and they're like just talking about random shit. And this kid named the like kid with super bad Down syndrome is just like, "I can pay for that with for you," and they're all like they're just abusing him.
Yeah,
you don't like take advantage of somebody because they have a mental disability. That's really sad. Yeah, and then they like I once heard this one person try to offer them like he put his foot down eventually, which I say congrats to him, and they offered to give him nudes.
What are these male or female? What are the gender roles here? Female, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and this guy's just I'm really proud of him in this situation. He just said no.
Okay, yeah, that's good for him. He used his brain in a working environment.
Yeah, and he, I know he's happy with his job. Like I know he's like enjoying his job. He's he just deserves a little bit better and a little bit more respect from the customers.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we go back? Like, I don't know if you guys want to, but are we going to talk about jobs now? Or are we?
Oh yeah,
another tangent.
Let's okay. go off about jobs.
Tadeo, do you know what you want to do?
I don't know.
Music as a career.
Or just
wow, place. That's really solid right there. I'm sure you're going to make lots of income.
That sounded very sarcastic. You shouldn't spit on somebody else's dreams.
Do you know what you want to be, Liam?
To be honest, I don't. All I really know is I want to get the fuck away from America because it's been soiled.
Yeah,
I agree. Canada seems like a nice country.
No, I'm planning on moving somewhere like Australia or something.
Okay, well, my career actually has me either going to Colorado, California, Michigan, or
those
Canada.
Those are all... Good 3/4 of those are in America. You know that, right?
I know, but I'd much rather.
No, Colorado is a province.
I didn't say that, man. But Colorado has a few like wacky people. But I like Colorado.
No. There's something in the water there. They're all psychos.
Okay. It's not as bad as Florida.
It's not as bad as, like, fucking... What was the place that, like, legalized the possession of drugs?
Alabama? Texas?
Oregon! It was Oregon!
Who lives there? It's fine.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Texas is... I mean, like, gun laws are fine, but, like, I feel like Texas has to draw the line somewhere because... Maybe they're just smart or something, and they know how to use guns responsibly, or maybe, I haven't looked at numbers, but from what I understand, Texas has, like, very little gun laws compared to the rest of the U.S.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, like, super true.
It's like, hey, I mean, maybe you guys are actually, like, smart as a populace, and maybe this is just, like, luck or something, but...
I might be pissing off a state here, but Texas is just full of dumbasses. I went there once, and there was somebody that wanted.
No, you know it's like I in went every to, single I went to, state. I went, there's I went a bunch
to
a, of wackos.
I went to a Ghirardelli chocolate shop there once, and it had ice cream and shit like that. But like, they ran out of scoops of a certain ice cream, and they're like, "We'll have it by like a Saturday or some shit like that." And it was like, yeah. And this person was just like, "What do you mean you're having that ice cream? I specifically requested that ice cream." And I just sat behind him, and I was just watching this unfold because free show, and I got like a handful of chocolates that are half melted in my hand. I was like, "Fucking eight." And okay. I was just watching this all happen, and this poor kid and this one bitch-ass lady.
Yeah, the U.S. as a whole is sort of screwed. I mean, there's a few countries, there's a few states, you know, there's a few people in each that, you know, respectable, nice people. But, you know, there's always those bad eggs that ruin the pie. The batch, yeah, that's better. Yeah. I don't know why I said pie. But I am supposed to go into... experimental particle physics or biochemistry. I know.
You might
weird.
But is it what? Are your parents like putting that on you?
No, I chose that myself.
I might.
Myself some physics and some chemistry.
I don't know what I have to go through to be a blacksmith, but I'm probably going to be a blacksmith.
That's career and technical education. That I actually quite like that. That seems like a fun job.
Yeah, I've already started making swords. It's really fun.
Oh, dude, that's cool. Dude, you have to make me a knife immediately.
I don't trust you with a knife.
I own like 5 knives.
Yeah, but I still wouldn't trust you with one of my knives because I like super finely sharpen my knives.
I sharpen my own knives.
I pre-sharpen all swords and knives that come out of my workshop.
But you don't. Okay, I think we're missing the point.
What are you gonna do with your future, Kenzie? Like, what's your plan?
No,
sell drugs to miners.
Yeah, I'm gonna be JR Beats, dude. You're gonna make off.
JR Beats.
Okay, so are you and Tadeo planning to work together? Like, you two make you made Chinese takeout. I know, like, at the time of this recording, literally, like, less than 1,000 people know what that is. Like, I'm pretty sure you guys have, like, 6 or 7 followers, which is really sad.
Yeah, we get to see you listen to someone.
But, like, you guys made Chinese takeout. So do you mind, like, telling us, Tadeo, like, I think you said your favorite was JPEG, right?
Well, that was from, like, Side A, yeah.
Okay, and I'm planning on asking you guys, could I join this little group? I found this really kind of interesting.
What?
No.
Chinese takeout? You have to be good at making music. I mean, to the extent that today I was...
I don't like JPEG.
I don't like it. I like Cube.
I wouldn't say it's, like, the best song on there.
Really. EYS. A good song. And Synth. And I like Line B, though. I'm calling it Line B because it's easy. Line B has a lot of better ones. Like, Perhaps is really good. OK 2.0, Restroom, Y equals MX plus B, Inner Warp, Fix, Why It Is. I don't know who made which, so I just listened to them and said, OK, I like this one, this one, this one. The ones with, like, a good consistent beat that break down and, like, break back in are the best.
I can only play piano. Which ones are those? And Viola.
Okay.
Which is kind of sad. Seeing as
I play the cello, like, a good, like, breakdown shit.
Oh, the bat. Okay, I really like the way that Restroom, like, works together because it uses words as well, like, to change the very the words are super fun. That's good. Yeah. Perhaps I also like quite a bit. It goes in and out quite a bit. X plus B, I think, has the best, like, drops and stuff. There are some parts in it where I sort of lose it, where the beat just goes, like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
For, like, a good 15 seconds, but other than that, it has some really good, like, because it's those low, like, not mechanicals, industrial sort of tones, I want to say. Like, it sounds more, gritty and industrial.
Like an unrefined beat.
It was it's got that
peaceful at the beginning of, like, Y equals M, and then
I like to describe sound as
hear,
like,
you literally hear the
food, like, I think, like, I think that your music is kind of like the potatoes in the stew. Like, it's got the grittiness and it's got the smoothness. You're like a nice potato dish, like a baked potato, where it's like, creamy on top, and then you get down there and you get the grittiness, and then you come back up.
Maybe got a little burn. Dude, the burn parts are so good on potatoes.
Yeah.
Anyways,
yeah.
I like describing it in like how you feel stuff, like the grittiness of something, or like, you know, like how it's metal versus like a soft pliable material. That's how I like describing it. Like the phase in between Y equals M and X plus B, like where transitions, that has got to be the best right there. That is like professional level stuff. And then Cube, it played, I didn't even realize that it was like, I thought something else had coming. I didn't even realize that it was your guys' music until I looked at the title. I was like, oh, you guys made this.
I remember
I was like, wait, what's like going on?
I remember saying,
wait, is this sound,
it sounds
wait.
Like it's like from Duck Game or something.
Google, search up Chinese takeout and you'll
like
find
on
them
Spotify
and there's
whatever
you oh on Spotify yeah. got it
yeah right. Or you could just search up Landline Side A or some such it'll search up
better
if you
results.
Do that. Yeah, it comes up if you search up Landline Side A or B. I haven't listened to the single you guys made, so I'll have to do that next.
Yeah, that one's whatever, it's not really whatever.
Oh, okay. Can we talk about how good the TF2, like, soundtrack? It's really good. For reason.
The orchestra, that's why, that's the reason.
Yeah.
Like, it's like professional musicians making...
Oh, shit, I might have misspelled something. Could you put that in there? I fucking suck at spelling.
Do you guys like Talking Heads?
Talking Heads is
I've
pretty
heard
okay.
good things about it. I've listened to, like, bands that have been compared to them.
They're I like their music quite a bit. That genre is pretty popular.
Yeah, I listen to stuff like Descendants and stuff like that, which is completely and totally different. I'd like to say my music stuff is pretty diverse.
I have not heard of them. What like genre?
Like 70s punk kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad. Is it more on the Metallica side, or is it more
or is it like new wave?
I think it's more of like its own thing.
Oh, okay. It's sort of just like not okay. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
But what is it called? What did you
give me? Descendants.
Descend.
And then look up Milo Goes to College, because that's the best stuff. Because their lead singer was named Milo. And he went to college. Unlike everybody else.
Milo goes to college. Alright, yeah, I will listen to this.
Thanks for all the praise.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see what you mean. This is good. This reminds me very vaguely, like not a ton, but it's just bordering on it. You might like the Orion Experience.
Oh yeah, but I listen to like everything other than this as well. I listen to like fucking sea shanties.
I listen to
like sea shanties, fucking medieval music, and like stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Unknown genres
and such that are really good.
Yeah,
people think that classical music sucks. A lot of it is actually really nice sounding.
Yeah,
music.
Like I like a little bit of Beethoven mixed in there sometimes.
Do you only know Beethoven? Okay, it's fine. I know a lot of classical composers. Do you guys ever have like the issue where you'll have a song stuck in your head and you really want to know the name of it but you don't know what it is?
Not really.
Yeah, not
okay.
Anymore.
I have that issue all the time, and I'll hear something and I'll be like, I gotta know what that is. Do you guys know do you guys know like Prince and it's similar to Michael Prince? Jackson? Okay, I don't know.
I've heard of Prince a lot. Yeah,
I feel like the 70s, 80s, 90s was like a really good phase for the new genre of music. And then going back even further, there's a lot of similar music that slowly changed over time. And there's a few like good stuff from like the Baroque era and Renaissance and all the like. There's good stuff from each one of them that you just have to sort of pick out, because you know, like the internet wasn't a thing then. Yeah, you have to dig for them because the internet wasn't a thing. You know, like, you know, how are you gonna spread and keep records of like, you know, 1,000 to like 500, 600, 700 year old songs, right? So I feel like a lot of music is good. I really don't like the stuff that's coming out now, though.
Yeah, like fucking popular. Mario Judah.
I quite like this.
I made myself my own podcast.
Oh god, we've encouraged him.
You will talk
it'd probably be shit, but you never know.
Can we talk about the state of AAA games right now? I know this is sort of a commonly talked about subject but like they just keep getting worse and worse.
They're starting to focus less on what the people want and more on
graphics and just like
it's becoming more about like how can we make money.
Yeah. Which is against what, like, that's against the foundation of, like,
life.
Games.
Video. No, just, like, games. Like, is the goal is not to have fun, is to have fun. There shouldn't be money mixed in. Why are there
microtransactions are useless. If you're playing, like, $60 for the game, you don't need to pay, like, an extra $2 for something.
It makes sense if it's $8. Just, like, a cosmetic or something. Or if it's, like, just, you know, like, something that you can, like, maybe...
Yeah, like an optional
rank up and get or something like that. Yeah, doesn't change the stats; just makes you look cool. That's reasonable. That's good,
but not
all the content.
If you need it to progress, don't make it super difficult
to progress. Just make it like fun.
That's the point. Yeah, that's why I fucking don't play any EA games. They've released the same game every year. Right. It's just super boring now.
I like shit like Duckin' where you don't have to buy them. You could just unlock them by doing certain
indie, indie games now, I feel like, are becoming
The front. Like, that's why I like to play Tabs and Gary's Mod and shit like that.
They're fun games. They're sort of random, laid back.
And if you want to like relax or some shit, you could Minecraft, it doesn't have like any real story. You just kind of like do some shit.
And I know I'm going to get some shit for this, but like R6 is going downhill very quickly.
R6 has been downhill.
There's a steep decline is happening right now at the recording of this video.
Can I talk for a minute? Because I have like 50 hours.
Go ahead.
I haven't talked this entire time because people are yelling.
Go ahead. I'm just going to mute myself. Like, go crazy.
Like, regarding R6, there's the whole paywall of operators. Like, you have to grind unnecessarily to get them. You can go ahead and, like, spend all your fucking money and renown on like a fucking some shitty operator that might not even be worth it. I remember when Kali came out, right? The girl with huge sniper rifle paid 25,000 renown for her. Worst character in the game, worst character ever. You couldn't even know if an operator is good or not.
I have to disagree with you on that. I actually quite like Kali. You just have to.
I don't know if they buffed her, but she was so shitty when I played. I don't know if they gave her a buff or anything, because she was slow as shit. Her ADS took like 7 years to do, and then you just fucking die right
now. No, I think they did buff her. But like, the characters that are coming out aren't unique, it's just like they're pulling them out of their ass.
Yeah, now it sounds like fucking superheroes.
You might as well just add Napoleon and give him like a death ray.
We're gonna add a new character called Shitface. He can fucking teleport through dimensions and shit.
We're gonna add Shitface. He has no defining features. He just stands there and you shoot him.
Monty. but really, they can introduce shit at this point, and the fucking kids that play that game will eat it up. It is such a bad game now. It used to be good.
Yeah.
The reason why I like Insurgency Sandstorm is because it achieved what I wanted Siege to achieve. A tactical game where you actually have to give a shit, and it takes quick to kill enemies.
A realistic amount of bullets is acceptable. I like that. I like Battlefield games and stuff like that. But I don't like paying for premium. Like I used to play a stupid amount of Battlefield 1. And I still do.
Battlefield 1 is a good game.
Battlefield 1 is a beautiful game. I like the like everything about it. Like if I sometimes get stuck in like loading maps where nobody's in, and I sometimes like to wander around the maps.
Their servers
and stuff
are
like
a little wacky. But
I really like just wandering about like Ballroom Bash and stuff like that. I like to walk around that map. If I don't see anybody, like I'm okay with that. I like to walk around and just like view stuff. And if I have to shoot somebody, then so be it. But it does a nice job
in the contrast and such between like pretty and just like this is what war looks like.
Yeah, and it takes like an acceptable amount of bullets to kill somebody.
We're making a podcast here. Just be quiet or something. We'll introduce you in a second. Whoopsies. Mm. We probably should have planned for this.
Okay.
We put it. Yeah,
it's Cash Isaac, everybody. My microphone won't pick me up. My microphone won't.
It is picking you up.
It's not picking up my clapping.
This is the official podcast.
This the Chinese takeout?
This is the, we talk politics and fishing only.
So keep going about, like, Battlefield.
Okay, so.
It's just a beautiful game, and, like. There's like an optional choice with it where you don't actually have to buy anything to like beat it. Like the runner campaign, I really like that one.
Dude, that's my favorite one. It was that and the first tank one. Those are the two best.
Yeah, and I maybe that was a realistic story. Was that guy real?
I don't know, but it was good story writing.
Yeah, it was. It was beautiful story writing. The characters like mingled with each other. You'd understand that, like they actually grew on you. Unlike in these fucking EA games where you're just like,
this is
Carlson Johnson. He's gonna fucking die.
Son. Okay.
We're not gonna say the backstory. He's just dead already.
Yeah.
The thing- that made our sex good was the quick reflex time, the quickness of the matches, the instinct part of it, where you just have to react and think off the top of your... That's what made it fun.
The most fun part, I'm going to have to disagree with you for just 1 minute, okay? I have to interrupt. Okay?
I might end up agreeing with you because... Whatever. Say what you want to say.
The destructible environments and how they impacted gunfights and being...
Yes, they introduced
operators like Iana, where you can literally just go through the entire map and, like, see everything and be like, oh, yeah, well, okay, well, there's some dude
it
over here.
It breaks the point of the game.
It literally goes against everything. And when you get operators like Callie, that kind of helps out, but she just kind of sits back, you know, she's boring. That's not what makes the game fun.
Callie is quite effective if you use her as a frontline attacker. As long as the team you're playing has no idea what they're doing.
At least from when there was a buff, when she was like, first came out, right? You couldn't. Mm-hmm. It took 7 years to ADS, she moved really slow. And she just died instantly. She had, like, no armor, but still moved really slowly.
Like, I don't understand why she's not wearing armor at all. It doesn't make sense.
You know, like, what else I hate?
With she's wearing, some like, games, a wetsuit or some shit.
You know what else I hate about some games? It's the communities.
Yes.
That's a huge part of Wild Left Speech, too. It's just 16-year-old kids, like, crying on their
microphone. Yeah, and like, I saw this one thing, and it was super stupid. It was, like, fucking Animal Crossing. And there was this person, and they said we should have like a little quiz for like new players to ask them what their ethnicity is to keep white people away from using.
Yeah, that's stupid shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I saw this.
How you solve a problem?
Yeah, that you're combating racism with more racism.
When that girl put on like the hairstyle. Like it was like
someone just called her racist.
Everybody called her racist for having her hair specifically.
Yeah, and
everybody was just talking about how you had to have like chalk skin or like nothing else.
Yeah. And I thought this was kind of funny. I there's this one guy and he made a joke and he got so much backlash for it, but he said it's like people are screaming about why there are no obese black women in Super Smash Bros. and that one was really funny. And he talks about a lot of stuff. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but if I would and like if I should, I'd give him a shout out. But he's probably not listening, and he probably doesn't care about
anything. He really appreciates coming from Liam.
That fucking nobody.
It's a fucking honor.
It's a huge honor. Do you guys remember having, like, Legos growing up and stuff like that?
Yeah. No, what are those?
I did.
Wow.
But
well, like, I thought those were so nice because the simplicity of it. Like,
what
before,
are you talking about?
Before all, like, the simplicity of it, you know, like...
I don't know, just being kid and enjoying yourself, that's it.
Yeah, that's all about it. But I loved it because it was so simple.
Not having to worry about anything.
Yeah. It's just too simple, and it brings back so many memories. Like, I have this little Lego thing set up on my desk, and I sometimes look over and I'm like... I was a stupid fucking 8-year-old, and like my mind just immediately changes. Like, you know what? That doesn't seem that bad. I might have been okay for my age, but now I just fucking hate kids because I saw a kid cry at Walmart over like pizza pockets or some shit. Paste.
And you then beat the shit out of him in the aisle.
I then did a mass shooting in a Walmart.
Yeah, and then you're like, let go! And he was screaming. You're like holding the kid's dead body in the air.
holding him by his legs like a dead chicken, like flinging him about with an AK in one arm. We're just like, let go!
This is what Duplo fans want.
This is what Duplo fans
want. I forgot about Duplo.
I never personally grew up.
It's just Mega
Lego.
Blocks.
I don't even know. There are like too many knockoff brands of Lego. Because how can you make so many knockoffs of something that is so simple and achieves like the same thing? Like I know
they don't even achieve the same thing. It's like for like it's either for parents who just simply don't have enough money, or for parents that don't give a shit about their kid. And they just want to buy crack or something like that.
I might be fucking stupid, but wasn't there like Jennifer a Halo Rise. Mega Bloks set?
Oh, yeah. Mega,
sure
Mega
there
Blocks.
Was.
Yeah, they did that for Call of Duty, too.
That seems
yeah, awesome. I had one of those sets.
Dude, because there's, there's like an entire community on YouTube of just 40-year-old men just like coming over like Call of Duty blocks and shit. It's insane.
I mean, yeah,
it's so funny because they have huge meaty fat sausage hands.
And then you see their fingers and you think wait, is that a like a fucking pork grind or is it an actual finger?
You see a wedding ring on their ring finger, then you start crying.
you could have been with them.
My dream husband.
I could have been with the collector.
I could have been with the Call of Duty Black Ops Lego figure. No, excuse me, Duplo figurine collector. I didn't even call Duplo. That's a shitty ass name. What does that even mean? You know, Lego. That makes sense. You know.
Yeah,
you know
it means play well in Swedish or whatever.
What's Duplo? Mean?
Duplo. I might fuck actually look that up.
It's fucking French.
Duplo Lego.
It's fucking French.
Oh, they're owned by, Lego.
You guys have been playing with fuck blocks your entire life?
Apparently they're owned by Lego, but like Duplo is something else. But Duplo is like $270 Lego Duplo Big Royal Castle Blue.
Duplo comes from the Latin word duplus, which means double. The name was...
Oh, they're like double size. I get it.
Yeah. The name was chosen because Duplo bricks are double the size of Lego bricks. Oh, wait, sorry, that has an exclamation point. Double the size of Lego bricks! Duplo figures first appeared in 1977.
Okay, can somebody fill me in on what we're talking about?
We're talking about very interesting Duplo blocks.
Yeah, we're talking about Legos and Mega Blocks and Lego Duplo.
How did we get from games to Duplo blocks? All right, Duplo blocks. Dude, I have I have four bins. Like I'm talking it's the size of a bed, and it's a foot large bins of Legos. I don't know how I got them, and I don't know where they came from. But I have them.
I've never had Duplo blocks growing up. I always had Lego.
I had them when I was three or something.
I never had Duplo. My
regular Legos and then maybe some
Mega my blocks. My brother specifically.
You remember Connects?
Oh yeah. the little they had spheres with all those other things on them. Not spheres, circles, and they had little holes on them, right?
Yeah, Connects was just sticks and things that clip into, you could clip the sticks onto.
Yeah.
Make structures and shit.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah,
have you guys ever had an... Sets.
I think we should end here.
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah, yeah, so...
I might see you guys again. You never know. Just ask me if you need somebody on a podcast, and I'll be here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, goodbye, guys. I really enjoyed being on here. I hope you use this content. What's your podcast named again? And could you put that in chat? Because I can't spell. Goodbye, and...
Yeah, that's the end.
Good wank. Goodbye.
All right.
Good day.